Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hello, you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I'm your host, Oluchi Ajogu, and it's so exciting to have you listen to me today. Happy New Month. Welcome to the month of May. And I sincerely apologize for not releasing any episodes in the month of April. Like, there is no excuse for that, and I hope I'm forgiven. I pray God helps me stay more consistent. In Jesus' name, amen. So in the last episode, we talked about discipline, and we talked about why discipline is hard. Yes, actually, discipline is really hard. To discipline myself to make episodes every week, in spite of my academics and every other engagement, like, discipline can be really hard. And then we talked about why discipline is hard, and we used that to wrap up for the month of March on the topic discipline. We studied a whole lot about discipline, and God is helping us grow to be more disciplined people. God is helping me in my life. He's also helping you. I pray He's helping you too. And this month we'll be looking at something different. Today we'll be introducing the dish we'll be consuming for this month, and this month we'll be dwelling on diligence. Yeah, we would understand together what it means to be diligent. We would get to know how to be diligent, why we should be diligent, what role diligence plays in enriching our lives all around, and what God intends for us to learn as diligent people and the benefits from being diligent. So there's a whole lot to learn this month. It's really going to be a buffet of wisdom, and we'll be enjoying all of that this month. I strongly advise you hit the bell on your screen to subscribe to this podcast or favorite it on whichever platform you're listening from. You don't want to miss any updates at all. Also follow us on Instagram at Enrich Podcast so you wouldn't miss the weekly affirmation and, you know, the inspirational dose we'll be releasing every week. Now before we get into this specially made dish, let us do what we always do. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to learn of you. We thank you for consistency and for helping us grow thus far. We ask, Lord, that as we are about to go into a new topic, diligence, that you teach us, Lord, teach me and teach everyone listening how to be diligent, what it means to be diligent, and why you want us to be diligent. Open the eyes of our understanding, Lord, that we will have no regrets, O God, after listening to this whole episode. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So diligence. What is diligence? Like, what does diligence mean? I like to first look at the meaning so that when we go into the scriptures, we would have a clear, very clear understanding of what God wants us to know. Now, diligence means a careful and persistent work or effort. It means a careful and persistent work or effort. It also means a steady and energetic effort. I like that word, energetic effort. Diligence is mentioned a couple of times in the book of Proverbs. If you love the book of Proverbs as I do, you would come across the word diligence a couple of times. That is because it's really an essential key and path of wisdom. It's a very essential path of life. We need diligence in virtually every area of our lives. If you want to be successful, you want to gain good results in whatever you're doing, then you need diligence. Let's go to the scriptures. Proverbs 10:4 says, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." Proverbs 13:4 also says, "A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied." Now, in these passages, the diligent is contrasted with the lazy. you hear the diligent hand and then you now listen. It also says the sluggard. Now it shows that diligent people are planned people. They plan ahead of time. They save and they work to provide their needs. While lazy people, on the other hand, don't do any of that. Diligence implies intentionality and not passiveness. For you to be diligent, you have to be very intentional about whatever it is you set your mind to do. There is no room for passiveness. To be diligent means to be intentional, very, very intentional. And we are to be diligent in our work, our business, and also as followers of Christ, we are to be diligent. Following Christ has to be done with diligence. Don't profess Christ if you are not going to be diligent about it. No, because following Christ, following Jesus, obeying what God says you should obey, and listening to God, you know, walking in His footsteps, all require diligence. Not just our work, our careers, or our profession. Every aspect of our lives as Christians require diligence. Diligence in application to our walk with Christ has to be done, you know, intent with everything we have. You have to be all in. Luke 9 verse 62 says, "No man having put his hand on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." So in as much as you have to be intentional, you have to put all in. You have to diligently pursue righteousness and obedience, else you would experience failure. And this is because there are too many excuses for turning away. In life, there are too many excuses for turning away. If you look, I think excuse is something you don't have to look for. Excuses are all over the place. Now, there is always an excuse to turn away. But then we have to be diligent in our doings. First, practice diligence in your walk with God, and it will help you in every other area of your life. This is because life's ultimate goal is to diligently love God. That is the ultimate goal of life. To carefully and consistently love Jesus. When you do so, it sets a standard for you and propels you towards a life of excellence. Why? Because the God we serve is an excellent God, and to attain excellence, you need diligence. So when you practice diligence in your walk with God, first of all, it sets a ground for you, helps you set a standard for yourself to excel in every other area of your life and to be diligent in every other area of your life. What is diligence? Diligence is the stone that turns everything to gold. It is that thing that turns everything to gold. Whatever you pick up to do and you consistently do that carefully and consistently, it turns that to gold. If you doubt me, then follow me to Proverbs 22:29. It says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings." Now, this kind of person would always be in demand, and he or she would always be admired. Someone said, and I quote, that diligence is doing something very well every day. Doing something very well every day. As a diligent person, you are not just consistent, but you're carefully consistent. Yes, you have to be carefully consistent in whatever you are doing. To be diligent or understand diligence, you have to understand the value of work. Understand the value of work. Work is not a soul sweet experience, or you know, something that you just want to talk about. Oh, I want to go and work. No, it's not really that nice. But then to understand diligence or to reap the fruit of diligence, you have to value work. You have to come to a place where you understand that I am not getting anything, you know, anything beautiful if I don't put in some work. When you understand the value of work, it channels your life to the path of success. I pray that God helps us understand the value of work. I pray He helps me be more diligent in my doings, in releasing episodes, and I pray He helps you in whatever area of your life that you need diligence, because you actually need it in all areas of your life. I need it in all areas of my life. That is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to follow Enrich Podcast on Instagram and share this podcast with your loved ones. Share it with someone. Let's all grow together. don't keep this episode to yourself. Please share it with your friends, share it with your family. And in the next episode, we'll be looking at the power of diligence. Don't miss it. Stay tuned and stay blessed.